Good evening, and Menachem Asiel v'Yerushalayim to everyone. May we all be given the opportunity to express that the opportunity to not only talk about the Beis HaMikdash as we are, but to be zocha v'roa b'nechamasa v'vinyana, to be zocha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. And part of that comes through the process of Limud HaTorah, and we haven't been able to do so today. So let's continue with our Mishnayos Masechta Midos. We are in Perek Dalad, Mishnayos Dalad, and hey, we've been talking about the Toim, and what the Mishnah wants us to know is that there were 38 in total, and there were 5 and 5 and 5 on each of the north and south sides, making a total of 30. And then on the top, on the western side, there were 8. Now hatachtona chamisha, the bottom of the row were 5 amos wide, verov and shisha, and at the top of each of those toim, the wall was indented 1 ama to create a ledge. And then the middle set of rows were 6 amos wide, verov and shiva, and at the top, there was a further indentation to create a ledge, whereby the toim on the top, halyona sheva, the top ones were 7 amos wide. And this is what's described in the Psukim. And this is the description as Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash was created to create a further indentation for each of the toim in descending order. So the wall was wider on the bottom, the wall was lower into the heichal, and that is the way it was done in order to create a width. Now umesiba ha'isa olam mikar mizrachas tzvonis, there was a winding ramp that would go from the corner, the northeastern corner, right? Lekaren Tzfonis Maravis, and it went down to the northwest corner. Shabai Olim Legago Satoim. That's how you would go up to the roofs of the upper cells. Haya Olim Amisiba Upana Lamayrav. You'd go up the winding ramp with the face towards the west. Hilach Kopanei Atzafo and Achu Magil Amayrav. You walk on the northern side until you'd be able to get to the west side. When you get to the west, you turn south. Then walk along the west side until you get to the south side. He would walk along the south side until you get to the roof of the upper cells, until you get to the entrance to the upper level over there. The opening to the upper level, open to the south. At the Pesach, up the upper story, there were 2 beams made out of cedar. That's how you could go up to the roof of the story, the roof of the entire building. The ends of those beams, that was the dividing space between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The lulam hayipsuchem ba'aliyah lebeis katshei hakadoshim. There were hatches there. Shabahem hayu mishalshel nisa'umen and betevos. That's when you had to have a repair made in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He'd be lowered down in a crate, kedei shelo yazunu einayim beis katshei hakadoshim, so that their eyes would not look at the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like you need a screen, like the window washers had, in order to be lowered down to make the fixings that needed to be fixed. That is to say, if the Kodesh Kadashim walls had to be fixed, they would be fixed by being put into 3-sided box so that they wouldn't be looking at what they were supposed to be doing. Now, who was supposed to be doing this avoda? So the Meiri explains that the umnin should be ideally a Kohen, who is one who is not a Balmum. If that wasn't able to be done, you could even use that, right? A regular person or a Kohen or a Levi who was a Balmum, but things had to be fixed in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the way that they proceeded. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, easy day. Be well. Laila Tov.